From LoveXX, this is The Periodical, where we speak with people who want to advocate change and stop the global menstruation stigma. And hey, I'm your host, Jesse Braun.
Hi, Morgan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Jessica. Thank you.
Today, just so you guys can know a little bit about Morgan and I's relationship, we met while both of us working at a design firm in Midtown.
Yep. That I still work at 3 days a week, going faithfully because you're a hustler. Yeah, because I'm a hustler. And, you know, you can't beat that steady little source of income.
No.
Plus, the Proud's pretty okay.
Yeah, they have good brands. So I worked on the Kiehl's account, and then you did too, though, right? But you were on store design. I was on visual merch side for Kiehl's.
Yeah, I was on digital for a little bit,
too. Oh, you were?
Yeah, I started out in digital. I just kind of hop around now. Actually, me and Jake, one of the project managers, we made, a little, stop-motion animation thing today for, a Happy Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I made little clay pilgrims and Indian and turkey.
Oh, that's cute.
And then we, switched all of their heads.
Oh, man.
It's really fucking cute.
I'll have to, watch out for that. But Morgan is an artist, so tell
correct.
Us a little bit about your work, because it's beautiful. I'm, in love.
Oh, thank you. I work mostly in black and white and grayscale, and I started out, really only doing drawing, and I've expanded to doing more painting and even, some textile design and doing, repeat patterns and stuff like that, and collaborating with sculptors and other artists, and I just keep pushing it, going.
And it's beautiful work, the mermaid stuff and the scales, I'm partial to.
Oh,
I love
okay.
it. So, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I like adding in all those, little tiny details. It's really meditative. It's,
I get that vibes from, viewing your work. And it's very, women-focused.
Oh, yeah. It's totally female-powered.
I love that.
It's really funny. It's,
And they look like you. And Morgan is beautiful. I know this is audio, but she looks like her beautiful work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people tell me that they are pretty sure, positive, that it's all self-portraiture. And even if it's not intended to be, I know that subconsciously it is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You draw from what you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
And yeah. Yeah, so I can't help it. It just kind of comes out that way. Because I'm self-taught. It's I set out to draw a different figure, but it's if I'm trying to express something, I don't know, I think part of it is it's lifting myself up and showing my best feminine side and feeling empowered in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that it also appeals to men because it is monochromatic, so it's not overly feminine. Plus boobs,
people love boobs. I love boobs.
Yeah, me too. I love those boobs.
And I love vaginas. I love it all. And go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I have been told, and I'm not bragging, maybe I am.
Say it.
I've been told by several people that I have a very pretty vagina.
Like your personal vagina?
Yes. Yes. And I was just I didn't know that a vagina could be pretty. Mm-hmm. I just thought that they were all weird and squiggly. And I have not taken a real look at it in a mirror and
ever?
No. Until really recently.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We talked about this at a party. Morgan and I met up at a party recently. And we talked all about our self-portraits of our vaginas. Because I just drew my own vagina. It's hanging in my bathroom. Did you see it?
No, I only saw the little poster that said get naked.
Okay, next time we go and look at the sketch of my own vagina self-portrait.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
There's too many cute things in your apartment.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, but so you drew your own vagina? You looked in the mirror?
No, I didn't draw it. I was just
looking at it.
Yeah, it's just this guy that I'm seeing, he told me that again, like how pretty my pussy was. This is.
I don't doubt it because you were going. I think all pussies are pretty, but like yours especially, Jesus.
But then I looked at it and I'm like, oh, it's brown. Like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, well, that makes sense because like I'm
part Asian.
Exactly. And so like my nipples are brown. And so I was just like, well, duh, you know, it's going to match.
Yeah.
And then. And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's all brown. It's all squiggly. And like it's a little, I thought it's a little lopsided. But apparently, that does not.
Mine is so lopsided. Like, I guarantee one of my lips is longer than the other one.
Oh, no. One of mine definitely is.
I mean, I like it that way. Like, I mean, asymmetrical things are much more pleasing to the eye.
Yeah. I'm going to go chop off half my hair. I'll be right back.
Okay, well, let's talk about vaginas then.
Yeah.
And menstrual blood and everything about it. So when was your first menstruation? Or like, when did you first get introduced to the idea that your body would start bleeding?
Oh my gosh, so early.
Okay, wow.
I feel like one of the first like chapter books that I read was Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And so she told, and she talks about, I'm pretty sure it's this book. Yeah, it's like Judy Blume, and she talks about having a period and putting on this like weird belt and stuff. And it's so funny because even at the time, I was aware like this is old technology.
There's no way. I'm wearing a belt.
Yeah, I was just like, interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Retro period. Okay. I don't know. I don't think that it. I can't remember when it first like came into my awareness. It was just something that I kind of knew about, and I think it's because I was really curious about what happens to people's bodies.
Yeah.
And so I sought out, you know, books in the library about, you know, changing anatomy and like what happens to your puberty and whatnot. Because I feel like growing up, I was like, and I'm sure a lot of people relate to it, where they kind of feel like Tina from Bob's Burgers. Except that, like, I started that when I was, like, really, like when I was, like, Louise's age from Bob's Burgers.
Oh my gosh.
Where I was just like, oh, my God, I'm really horny. And, like, I'm, like, this awkward little girl. But, like, this is not appropriate for anyone. And I
That's
knew that.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, Morgan is super self-aware. So, if you were self-aware, how beautiful your vagina was. So
it just didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
Because I guess, I don't know, yeah, it's just not something that I would be compelled to really, like, look at and examine. And now,
right.
I'm thinking, like, dude, I gotta do, like, a whole series, because...
Yeah, I would love to be a customer of that. I like, buy your self-portrait of a vagina. But, like, I think in general...
No, I will I'll do commissions. I'll draw yours.
Oh, sure. Let me just pose for you.
Yeah.
Right now. Should we stop this podcast and, like, go? I'm like
BRB. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. So great.
I mean, like, you can send me a picture.
I can send you a photo. I already have some on my phone from when I did my own, but you would do mine so much better.
Like, a lot of, like, stippling.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to say about my self-portrait on my vagina and my bathroom wall is next to my black cat. So it's like a pussy and then like a pussy.
Oh, sweet.
It's like two pussies side by side. And it was kind of like after the Trump video was released, I felt really empowered to do that.
Good for you.
Pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously though, like being creative and empowering yourself and sharing that with other people is one of the best and most productive things that we can do as we are maybe having a lot of different negative emotions to the political changes that are happening right now. You know, some people are happy. A lot of people are sad for different reasons.
Oh, don't even get me started.
The thing is that, like, I myself am not happy, but... If this is something that some people stand behind, then, like, okay, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's have a discussion. And,
definitely.
And, like, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want to close myself off and become, you know, one of those, like, ignorant people that lives in a bubble, you know? And I feel like you can do that, too.
Oh, like, you can totally do that in this country.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were, like, aware of menstruation through Judy Blume and, like, old school menstrual belts.
Yeah.
When did you have, like, your formal, someone was like, you're going to start bleeding, and here's, like, a real life, normal, modern day sanitary napkin or tampon.
Oh, that was in health class in elementary school, I think. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty early on. And then when it happened...
How old were you?
I was 11.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was so... I thought I was so cool. I was like, I'm late.
Yeah.
And then quickly, I was just like, oh, why?
Right.
Why? But I was just really excited because I was just like, this means I'm going to get boobs soon. And then it just never happened.
You're the second girl to come on this podcast and say that. I'm still waiting over here as well, but it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, and I never had, like, any, I don't have any real, like, horror stories about, I mean, like, I've ruined a bunch of sheets because, you know, woken up and they'll be bloody and stuff. And, of course, like, I've ruined pairs of underwear, but I've never had, like, any, like, crazy horror stories of, like, bleeding through
pants in public.
Yeah. And I've never given a shit about, like, taking a tampon to the bathroom, like, in class or anything. Oh, wait, but then I went to a high school that was, like, 85% girls. So.
That could be why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I went to, like, Fashion Industries High School, and then I went to FIT. So it's, like...
So naturally, women.
Yeah, so there's a lot of women. So I guess it was, like, who cares? But even in middle school, I like, didn't really care, because I was just, like... I was, like, these boys are stupid. They don't, like... They don't know. And yeah. they don't care.
So you're comfortable now at where we work, the design agency, just, like, whipping it out and heading to the bathroom situation there is a little rough. Just to say.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, because you can, like, kind of hear
everything. You can hear everything. Yeah. I mean, especially, I wouldn't necessarily be worried about, like, hearing, like, papers or me, like, opening up a tampon, but I feel like when I was there, I think I would, like, still, like, put the tampon up my sleeve.
Oh, really?
Or maybe I didn't.
I think I
always just do that because that's how I was trained, and I need to stop. I still do it, and it's like, I have a podcast about periods. Like, I gotta stop doing that.
That's so interesting. I actually, I never put my tampon up my sleeve. I just, like, have it, and I go, because, like, no one cares. No one's paying attention. Everyone's got their headphones in.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's
true.
Working, you know? And, but,
it's
like...
very, a lot of women that work there.
Yeah, and, we got more guys now.
Really?
Yeah, it's evening out, but, like, I don't know, I just, like, wouldn't care. There's, like, a little stash in the closet, so, like, I've just been mooching off those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I knew those were there.
Also, I'm gonna tell you, like, something that I don't think I've ever told anybody, but, like, on my period, I think I only really use about, like, I never use more than, like, 10 tampons.
You are blessed.
No, it's not because of that. It's because, like, half of the time, I'm just, like, lazy, and I just don't feel like buying pads or whatever. So I'll just, like, take some, like, toilet paper or some, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just, like fold it up in there.
Yeah, because I really only have, like, 2 heavy days.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning. And then the rest of it is just, like, a little spawning. And it's just, like, why am I going to waste a whole thing? Also, it's not good for you. So, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's so bad for you, the tampons, the ones that they have in this country. I mean, I have 2 super heavy days, like way heavy. So I think within those 2 days, that's like 10 tampons alone for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. But I think we talked about this, and a lot of the listeners know I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is like disease, which makes it like really painful periods. One of the symptoms, like really heavy, like chunks. Like I'll have like period, like uterus chunks that are like bigger than the size of like a quarter.
Damn.
And I remember reading in like high school for sure. I read that, like, if you did have period chunks that were, like, bigger than a quarter, you needed to go to your doctor. And I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, like, something is wrong with me. But the stigma was so real, and I was, like, so embarrassed. I, like, didn't do anything about it.
Oh,
and then later, you know, only, like, 2 years ago, I was finally diagnosed. And I was like, oh, that magazine was right. Something was wrong with me.
Oh, wow.
Is that bizarre? Like, I would go to doctors, and I'd be like, listen, these painful periods are really rough and like really heavy and they hurt, you know, for the first 2 days. And they were like, oh, that's just being a woman. I'm like, no, like this is not normal. Doctor after doctor.
Wow. Yeah, I have one friend who is kind of paralyzed by her period every month.
Does she have endometriosis?
I have no idea. I think that she should look into it.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's I think she's just kind of accepted it. Like, this is the way I am, and I have to lie down for 3 days, and I can't. Like, wow. Sometimes she like takes off work. It's so bad.
Yeah, I've had to take off works for those 2 days. Like, if I knew that I'm having like a heavy day and I'm like going to be in the office, it's like, it's going to be a rough day.
Wow.
It sucks.
Yeah, like I guess I've I'm pretty lucky. My period's like pretty short, and I only have a couple days of bleeding, so I never really felt like held back by it, you know. And I never even felt like scared of like going to the beach, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's good.
Yeah, but I did want to share something with you that I don't think has been shared yet on the podcast. There was a time in my adult life where I stopped having my period, because when I was from, I think it was like 18 till like 22, I was anorexic, and my body was like shutting down pretty much, and I just stopped having my period.
For how long?
It was a good like 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was fucking like, at first,
you were in high school?
No, I was in college.
Okay.
I like just, yeah, yeah, it was like maybe second half of freshman year until I went into like bachelor's program. So it was a good, yeah, it was a good like 2 years. I just like, I was really depressed, and partially, part of it, like, I don't know which one came first, like the being scared and depressed or like the eating disorder, but they kind of just went hand in hand. And
then
my body was just like crying, and like I stopped having my period, and I went to the doctor, and they were like, well, you know, you can like go on birth control or whatever. And so I did that for a while, and then I would get like light spotting, and then I don't know, the birth control, it made me like super moody, especially because there would be like nothing in my system, you know what I mean, to like counteract the hormones, and it would just, it made me nuts.
Yeah, birth control definitely has that effect on me. I get crazy.
Yeah, and so I stopped taking it, and then you know, when I started, I went to therapy, and I started to recover, and like getting my period back was like, I was so scared to gain weight back, to like look differently, and I kind of felt like out of control. But then I got my period back, and I was just like, I'm a person again.
Wow.
Just like, I'm a woman again. And like, I fucked up, but like,
it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a physical manifestation, your body telling you you're gonna be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, so it's like, now when I get my period, it's like, oh fuck. But then it's just like, all right, little body's still going. Yeah, it's just like,
it's fascinating the different relationships that each woman does have with their body and what it means to bleed for each woman individually, you know. I think it's beautiful, and it's, every woman's unique story is fascinating. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and now I'm like at the point where it's fucking like, have you ever had a guy eat you out, like, while you're on your period with a tampon in?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you've never done that?
That's awesome. No, I have, but, like, I think before I went through that whole ordeal, there's no way I would have been as confident. And now I'm just,
because
like,
you had your, because when your period came back, you were so grateful for it, that you were, like, comfortable.
Yeah.
Being so intimate with it. Okay.
Yeah, and now I'm just like, oh my God, like, you should be thankful to see me naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter, like, no matter if I think that I look bloated, or, you know what I mean, or I feel one way or the other, it's just like, no. I have a lot of worth, and I, you know what I mean? And like, I'm a woman, and I'm beautiful, and this is me. And like,
that's
you
beautiful.
Want it, you can, you know, have your cake.
Yeah, I love that. So that brings us to period sex. Mm-hmm. What are your stories?
Oh my God, I have a really good period sex story.
I know you do. You told me at that party, and I was like, you have to come on the podcast, and you were like, okay, and here you are.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's really good, you guys. It's really good for, like, a lot of reasons. Okay.
There's so many things that happen.
Get into it. Go.
Okay. So.
Is this your old boyfriend? The one I met?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this was, like, someone that I had dated, and then we kind of, like, reconnected. Wow, it's been like over 6 months now. Yeah, so it's like summertime or like about to be summertime.
Wait, this year?
Yeah.
Okay, this is recent.
Prince,
that's right.
Oh, so recent.
So this like just happened, you guys.
Yeah, like Prince passed away.
Oh, rest I know. In peace. I know. Like devastating.
Yeah, he was super bummed, and I felt for him, and I mean, like, I guess, to be honest, I like, wasn't, like, a huge, huge Prince fan.
Okay.
That's but fair I was enough. Just like, you know what? I'm going to get tickets for Purple Rain. And
such a good girlfriend. Girlfriend, boyfriend.
No.
We're just together. Just, yeah. You're just, like, a good friend.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
Thanks. And I was just like, I feel like this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get, you know, tickets to a screening. We're going to go. It's going to be great. So we go to the screening, and, like, I snuck in a bottle of tequila, and we just, like, we're taking swigs. Watching this, like, movie that's so good and bad at the same time. Because, like, Prince acting is just so, like, huffy, but he has, like, this straight face on the whole time. And yeah. He just, like, does these, like, quick turns. Oh, my God, it's so...
He's, like, so little. It's just, like...
Yeah. Yeah. And then that... Oh, my God. And what's her name? Like, Aphrodisia? She is, like, fucking Aphrodite. Like, she's a goddess. And she has this, like, banging body. And I'm like, no way skinny little boy's gonna handle that, you know?
I know, and he is, like, skinny as
fuck. So tiny. But then, so, you know, we had a lot of fun, and it was a really good date. And we went back to my place, and I was at, like, the end of my period, and I forgot that I had a tampon in. Plus, like, there was a lot of tequila involved. Plus, like, you know, the whole movie is, like, kind of sexually charged.
You were ready to go.
So, yeah, we were both, like,
you're, like, charged up.
Yeah. And then,
take me now.
Yeah, fast forward. About 3 days later, I'm back at work, and
at our said design firm.
Oh my God, don't make it that real, please. Don't make it that real.
And let me just tell you, this bathroom has like purple sparkly wallpaper. This shit just got so real.
Oh my God. So I'm sitting there and I'm getting comfy in my chair. I'm gonna, you know, do some
good design.
And I take off my shoes, and I'm, like, sitting cross-legged in my little rolly chair, right? And then I'm like, damn, my feet smell, like, a lot.
Oh, like, my feet, God.
Like, I definitely took a shower and changed my socks, like, you know, okay. And then I was just like, this is
so
weird.
It wasn't your feet. What could it be? Well, what could it be?
I remember this story that my sister's ex-roommate shared with us one night, where she was like, and she's from Boston, so I'm going to butcher the accent right now because it's hilarious.
Please do that.
She was
please.
Like, well, I was sitting on the couch and I was just like, oh my God, like, what is going on? And then I realized that my vagina smelled like a foot. And I was just like, oh, no. I got this flashback to that story. I was like, no.
So it was like an educational story.
I get, yeah. It served me well, apparently, because I went into the bathroom. And I fished around in there a little bit.
Oh, man.
And I found this lodged tampon.
Oh, Purple Rain and all.
Oh my God, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain with a purple sparkly wallpaper tampon. Yeah.
Not to be super graphic, but it was black by that time.
Wow.
And it smelled. Ugh. And it I was just so glad that it all, like, the tampon came out in one piece, because I would have been super scared.
Yeah.
But then I ended up going to an emergency care center anyway.
Oh, good job.
Because I think
toxic shock syndrome.
I know it's real. I went what? Because I looked at the symptoms for toxic shock, and it said that within a couple of hours, that's when, you know, you would know that you had it, that clearly something's wrong. That it's not something that's going to, like, linger and then, you know, pop out at you later. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, maybe I dodged a bullet. Like, you know, I got rid of the foot smell and tampons out of there.
You flushed the foot smell down.
I text the guy and I was just like, dude, I found, like, a three-day-old tampon. This is definitely from our date the other night. And he was like, oh, I thought you had an IUD. And I'm like, no.
And he knew you didn't, though, right? You told me he knew, because you guys had fucked before.
Yeah.
He knew you didn't just magically get an IUD since the last time you had sex.
Yep.
So what was it like to, like, call him out on that and tell him, you know, you're, like, equally responsible for almost giving me, you know, a, you know, possibly a fatal illness, and also making me have to go to emergent care?
Well, he said he was sorry, but, I mean...
Well, at least he said he was sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So he was like,
No. He said he was sorry, and he did feel really bad about it. But it was weird. It was like, I kind of felt like, fuck, I have to pay more attention, and, like, wow, like, how could that happen? You know, I like never even lose my keys. This is, knock wood, but, like, yeah, no, I'm pretty on top of that.
No, everyone's done that. I've left a tampon in me on accident.
Yeah.
I mean, I never had, like, a foot smell coming out of it or anything, but it wasn't for 3 days. Or I've put two tampons in at the same time. Like, I think it's more common than you know. Mm. So, like, don't beat yourself up about it too much, especially if you are at the end of your period, you get drunk, like... I mean, it happens.
I guess so. Well, it happened to me. I didn't think that would ever happen to me. And then, I started feeling really faint, like, 3 hours later. And I think
naturally.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was psychological. But the best part of the story, though, is that when I went to this, like, emergency care center, like, I had to explain.
But you had taken it out.
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't like you went there for removal.
No, I was lightheaded, and I was just like, I need someone to tell me that I don't have toxic shock syndrome and give me all of the antibiotics, whatever.
Right.
Like, flush me out. I don't, just anything you need to do.
Right.
And I had to explain to, first, before I saw the doctor, these nurses, why I was there. And they were so funny. They were just like, okay, so... You just found this tampon deep inside you from having sex. And I was like, yeah, dude, it was gross. And they were like, oh, but, like, how did he not know? How did you not feel it? And then I was like, let me set the scene.
The purple ring.
Yeah, I was like, no, purple, you're like, ring.
Prince has just died. Do I have to say anything else?
I was like, purple rain. Tequila. And then after I told them that...
Purple rain tequila, like, oh.
And then they were just like, oh, that makes a lot more sense, girl. And I was just like, thank you. But after, yeah, they were, like, laughing. And they were like, oh, we get it now. We see you.
That's funny. I mean, the story is tragic and scary.
Yeah.
It's also funny.
Yeah.
But I also think it shows that more men sort of need to take ownership, you know, when they're having sex. And I mean, obviously with this guy, since you guys weren't, like, boyfriend, girlfriend or anything, it's hard for him to, like, totally take ownership of your cycle. But I don't know, like, how is there a way you think that maybe men or boys could be more aware or, like, take more ownership of what's happening to the partner that they're with, their body?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. But I think that...
Because he didn't know. He didn't notice, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that neither did I.
But he said he thought you had an IUD, so I guess
I left out the part that we did it again while 2 days later while it was, like, lodged in me.
Okay.
And then I found it the day after that.
So sex twice.
Actually, dude, you're fucking right. Because the second time that we did it, we were sober. And I didn't know, because it's, like, lodged, so I had no idea. And he, when I asked him about it later, he said that he felt it, that second time. And I thought that I was like smelling funny and he didn't say anything. I guess maybe like, maybe there's a part of it where like he didn't want to offend me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, you stinky today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like.
Or something was felt different, but he didn't want to be weird to you.
Yeah,
or...
maybe. Yeah. Cause I mean, like, I think that, you know, men will be men sometimes and they're just like, I want to get it on. And so, you know. They overlook a lot of things where it's just like, oh, it smells a little funny. Oh, what's that I'm feeling
right.
with the tip of my peen?
Did he have a small peen?
No.
Is that why he couldn't?
No.
Oh. It's like maybe just like slipped right in past.
It was like, they just shared
about
it.
The same size.
They just like shared it like a 2-lane highway. Like, it's okay. There's enough room on the road for everyone. No, it was not like that. There was a traffic jam. There was a crash.
It got jammed.
There was a crash. There was a collision.
At least there wasn't a fire.
Oh, God.
Dang. Okay, yeah. Well, what are your PMS symptoms? You were done PMSing at this point. The period was basically over.
Yeah, the period was over.
Long forgotten about.
Yeah. Okay. So PMS symptoms usually happen to me like a week before. And I just... I get really emotional and I start having these really paranoid thoughts. I usually recognize it straight away, you know, where I'm just like, oh my God, like this person doesn't text me back. Like, does she hate me? Like, what's going on? And then I'm like, wait a minute. No.
It's been 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I go back to like this very adolescent, like dialogue, a way of reacting to things in my mind. And then when that happens, I can realize like, oh wait, no, my hormones are going crazy right now. That's why. That and like I crave salty things.
Mm.
Like even more than usual. Cause I normally love salty things.
I love all food. What I'm PMSing and what I'm not PMSing. So, okay, here's a question for creatives. I've been reading about how, like, your cycle, like, the blood is sort of, like, this thing that, like, renews your body and then, like, drains itself and then replenishes itself. And it's sort of this own regenerative thing about human or woman's anatomy that, like, sort of sparks a new creative... I don't know. Do you feel more creative or more, like, ready to go at certain parts of the month? Because I do.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I always thought that it just had to do with energy levels. And it's really funny. I went to actually, I wanted to mention this. Last Monday, I went to a full moon goddess gathering.
I saw that online. I was going to ask you about it.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think you told me about it, too, on chat.
Me? Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. Oh, it was so cool.
Next time, can you invite me?
Yeah, totally. I mean, they're going to do it again next month.
Okay,
and
cool.
I thought my period came early, and I...
You think the goddesses were part of that?
Definitely.
Oh.
Definitely. Because I usually have, like, a longer cycle, you know, where I'll just
What's
be,
your
like,
typical day? Like, mine's 34. Which
really?
The average is 28.
Oh,
I have a
interesting.
Long one.
Yeah, mine's, like, 31.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes a little bit longer, where I'll just be, like... gonna take a pregnancy test just to be sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like the day that you buy that expensive ass test,
you start bleeding.
Yeah. And then like, you're just like, well,
dang it.
Yeah.
See you there.
So I swear to God, it was from being with those women because like I was so energized afterwards.
And I saw the artwork that you had created. Had you done that artwork with the big moon that I saw that you posted?
No.
Was that before? That was based off of the gathering.
No, that I had done that like a year ago and I just reposted it. But I did a piece yesterday actually that was like based on like the moon and just like thinking about it. It's like really abstract. I'll show you. I have a picture on my phone.
And it's Morgan's really cool. Work can be found. What's your hashtag or like your Instagram or your website?
I'm at Morgometry on Instagram. So that's MORGOMERTY. And then it's morgometry.com.
It's, you guys, that's so beautiful. You have to see Morgan's work. I'm obsessed. She just started adding pubes.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad that you noticed that.
We talked about it. I mentioned it, and then you were like, oh, yeah, I just started doing it.
Yeah.
And you feel empowered by it, right? Or,
oh, totally.
I love it.
And it was really cool, because it's like, once I did it, I was just like, this isn't even that big of a deal.
No. If anything, it felt right. Like, it felt natural, and like, it was like, yeah, that's supposed to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And,
obviously, it was like stalking your artwork this past week.
And
more than normal.
It's really funny. All these projects have kind of fallen into my lap that have to
whatever
do.
You work really hard.
Well, no. With this like erotic theme.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do a Kama Sutra position for this book.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Oh my god.
Can you legally post pictures of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can't wait to see that.
I mean, like, I don't know. We're gonna see like what Instagram deems clean and fit for the.
Do you think
community.
They would have? They ever banned you or like?
No, not me.
Okay.
But I have other artist friends who've had their posts pulled, you know, paintings of like semi erotic shit. But like, I don't know, it wasn't like blatantly like a, I don't know. It's like a painting of it.
It's like pornographic, like the penis.
It's like slightly pornographic, but I mean like.
It's art.
It's not a real penis. Like, there were no people even involved with this besides the person holding the brush. Like, you know what I mean?
And you're doing mine.
Yeah, exactly. So,
too much purple rain.
And I'm supposed to do this project with there's a sexy shop in Brooklyn called Shag.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so I'm going to
I haven't been there yet. Do I need to go?
It's cool. I mean, like,
I love Pleasure Chest. Have you been there in Midtown?
No.
And they have one in Lower West Side.
Oh.
Anyway, Pleasure Chest.
Shag is dope. They have a lot of different stuff, and they also have like some lingerie and everything.
And that's the Kama Sutra book that you're doing?
No.
Oh, you have so many cool projects. Oh my gosh.
That's why I'm saying like these things kind of came into like they just kind of fell into my lap.
It's amazing.
And so I'm gonna do like some sexy like images for Shag, and I'm getting over this like little bit of fear that I still have about making like erotic images, and like I want to do a lot more on like self-love and like women touching themselves.
Yeah, which is brings us kind of full circle about what we talked about earlier and how like you hadn't really like looked at your stuff.
Yeah.
Like men, their penis and their ball sack is right there. It's in everyone's face all the time. Mm-hmm. Women's business is not, unless you kind of like look there or like you get a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And like women aren't as inclined to like masturbate or touch or like be aware of their own bodies.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. It's like I have never felt shy or felt guilty, like, because I know that like there is some like shame that comes, like there's a lot of shaming that comes along with masturbation.
Yeah, a lot of religious folks are very fearful of that. I was raised, as you know, super religious.
Mm-hmm.
They are like totally against any of that, and I think that's why so many women have experienced less orgasm. There's an orgasm gap. We have a pay gap. We have an orgasm gap. And
women
are always getting gypped, right?
Yeah.
It's because they don't know their bodies. They're not inclined to touch them or be aware of what's happening. And like, if you don't know how to pleasure yourself, how's your partner going to pleasure you?
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool that you're doing these projects.
Yeah. I don't know. Thanks. it's funny. It's like I've never felt any kind of guilt about touching myself where I'm just like, you know what? I have all this fun built right in.
I have all this fun built right in. Oh, yes. Such a good quote.
It's like, I'm going to enjoy it. And I remember like, you know, oh God, I was such a horny kid. I read so much stuff about like, you know, teenagers like doing it for the first time, you know what I mean? And I was just like so young. And I was so interested. Aww. I was so fucking horny. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm not emotionally ready to, like, let a boy go there. But it's just like, but this is my playground. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was just like.
That's so good. It's so empowering. I feel like at a young age, I feel like so many kids, girls especially, are really missing out on the importance and the, like, being empowered by their own bodies in that way. Mm-hmm. That's probably why your art speaks so great for itself, and like how it stands alone is like your confidence with you and your own body and these, you know, portrayals, whether it be of yourself or not in the nude. I don't know, it's powerful.
Yeah, totally. That, and I read something interesting. Okay, so I read, just out of curiosity, this book called The Satanic Witch by Anton LaVey, and it's basically like telling women to like own it. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much in the way of actual, like actual witchery or, like, devil worship or, like, satanic shit in there. Like, he doesn't talk about that. He's just like, you and your body and yourself are powerful. You can let men think whatever they want of you. If you want to let them peg you, that means that you have the advantage because you know exactly what they think of you, like that kind of thing. What, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just like, oh, if you're even if like people think that you're hideous, just own it, just let them think that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And there's a part about, there's a whole bunch about menstruation blood and how that scent is so subconsciously intoxicating to men.
I've heard that also. I heard that you're actually more attractive, or like the pheromones that you release. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, when I am menstruating, I'm like walking down the street, there are like dads and like grandpas who are like, damn, girl. And I'm like, smell that blood. Just keep walking.
I think about it though, because it's real. It's like, yeah, it's on a really subconscious, like very basic animal level. It's like, it's like you're fertile. You know, your boobs are looking good.
Cause your body's functioning properly. Cause bleeding is functioning properly.
Yep, exactly. Like your boobs are sometimes a little bit swollen because of it. And even though you, like to you, you might feel like bloated or something, I feel like just because, you know, we have a certain standard of beauty that we hold ourselves to or something, I feel like there's a little bit of disconnect sometimes with like what women consider attractive and what men consider attractive. Right. I feel like sometimes, yeah, like you might feel bloated, but then a guy's looking at you like, she is looking juicy. You know what
juicy
I mean?
Juicy is the exact phrase to use.
Yeah.
And it's like scientifically proven that women are more aroused and horny when they're menstruating. I am personally.
Interesting. I feel like I'm just always really horny.
And that's valid too. I feel like I'm especially more horny around my menstruation.
And the whole like period sex thing, I
have. With or without a tampon?
Oh. Without, thank goodness. Like, I haven't done too much of it, but I'm dating this really awesome person
who likes
right
now. Your vagina.
Yeah, and
he seems really sweet.
He's so super sweet, and like, it just doesn't faze him at all.
Yeah,
he just like wants to make sure that I feel okay, and like it just like there's nothing about like, ew, there's blood like on my penis. And it's not about that. It's just like, are you all right? Like, does that feel good? Aww. Like, you know. And it's just like, all right, if you're cool, then yeah, exactly. You're cool, then I'm cool. And then like, there's like a speck of blood on his chest, and I'm just like, oh Jesus Christ!
I'm such a mess with period sex. Yeah, I destroy towels.
Oh, yeah, totally. Where it's just like, this looks like a crime scene. There's just blood and semen everywhere. Like, this is like a really terrible episode of SVU. Like,
oh my gosh.
But, so, yeah, I've become a lot more comfortable with that, I think, because...
I love it.
Because I am, because it's just like, it's not...
I think men, more than women, are more comfortable. I think women are more ashamed than men. Like, there's very few men that I know that would be like, oh, I never have sex with her, she's bleeding. Every guy I've been with has been like pretty down.
Yeah.
That's my experience.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like most of the time I'm the one who's just like, oh, no, no, no. I'm bleeding right now. We can't.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just use it as an excuse, you know?
Yeah, I've
like, you ever, like, excuse. Like,
oh, I can't.
Yeah, like, gone on a date and you, like, don't really like that person that much. I'll lie. Fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, in that case, I feel like I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, really. You know, there's no reason to be, like, mean about it. Be like, oh, I'm not feeling well, you know, I'm in the period.
I don't like that shirt.
I'm just going to go home. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you don't, like, he doesn't fucking need to know whatever the reasons. Right. And I'm not going to be like, I don't, there's something about your sense of humor that I just don't get. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm on my period, so I got to go.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that gives women power in and of itself, you know?
Yeah.
Own it. Own your period for whatever purpose you need to use it for.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if we have this thing that happens to us, we might as well use it to our advantage. Oh, and also Sir Anton LaVey says a trick to keep this that period scent on you all the time.
Wait, what?
Yeah, is to take a bloody tampon and to cut a little piece of it, and you can put it in a satchel and wear it in your brassiere.
Seriously?
Should we try that?
And then, like, let the listeners know what happens?
Okay, so when I was reading this, I was just like, interesting. And I happened to be bleeding, so
you did it? Shut up.
I didn't do it. I just kept a tampon.
In, like, a plastic bag?
I rolled it up in some toilet paper, and I, like, put it, I tucked it away in my closet, and I was just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try it. And then I found it later, and I was just like, ew.
Okay, so next time.
I went through, halfway through.
That's funny. That's funny. And then you just, like, tuck it in your bra?
He said to put it in a satchel, which I guess is, like, you kind of, I think it's, like, waiting, you, like, let it dry, and it's just, like, the scent of your own blood is like, powerful in itself, so it's like, even if it's dried, it's like faint, so, you know, he encourages it to, like, mix with your own, like, natural, you know, odors of your skin and whatever. Yeah, and that, like, you just kind of get a whiff of it.
I'm gonna try that. I'll let you know.
I kind of feel like whether or not the psychological impact in other people is real or perceptible, I think that, like, you having that little secret
affects you.
Yeah.
Right? Like placebo effect. Kind of.
Yeah. If anything, where it's just like, I am a woman and I am powerful.
And I'm literally owning my juices of life.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, this thing came out of me. This is my fucking blood. Oh my God, I love the occult. Oh, it's so creepy.
Like, the way you said that was, like, really intense.
Good. My blood. Yeah, no, but think about it. It's just like, like, this powerful symbol.
Get, like, a locket.
Like,
get a tampon locket.
Ooh, I love it. Oh, my God. You gotta, like, make t-shirts.
We need to get, like, merchandise. Like, you can purchase this on our website. Tampon lockets.
Tampon lockets.
Coming soon.
I already have an idea of, like, how you can repurpose something else for a tampon locket. Like, you know those little reusable metal things that you could put, like, tea leaves in?
Yeah.
And then you put... That's all you need.
And then it has the holes in it, so the pheromones, like, the scent is, like, getting on you.
Yeah, totally.
We need to, like, get an Etsy shop going. You need to, like, do some artwork. We're gonna make this business.
All right.
And then all the women are gonna take over the world with their period tampon pheromones.
That's right. We're just gonna take over the world on boats made of tampons and conquer.
So what are your favorite products that you use? Just the regular tampon, like a Tampax, or like the Pearl?
You know, for a while I really liked using OB tampons, you know.
They don't have the applicator.
Yeah, because I was just like, honestly, like, I don't really need the applicator.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, and they're so much smaller, and the package is just, like, less packaging.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I kind of get them for free at work, like, I just kind of use whatever they got.
Oh, that's so great. I wish I knew those were there when I was.
Apparently, they were always there, but, like, I only found them, like, a few months ago. I was like, oh, there is a stash.
Wow.
It does exist.
So what are your tips and tricks? Like, what are you ever cramping bad? Like, what do you do to help you, like, smooth sail through this period besides taking your work's tampons?
I find that taking like an herbal mood booster really helps. And I actually just ordered some 5-HTP, which from Amazon, which should be arriving at my place tonight, which is supposed to be like a natural mood booster.
Can I send me the link? Yeah, totally.
Okay. I've been taking saffron.
I've heard this. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll put links in the show notes of where you can purchase this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm like an Amazon junkie. So, Same here. Which makes it cool, though, because then that means it's accessible to anyone.
Anyone. And it just, like, arrives at your door, and you're like, what's up?
And you're like, buh, cha-ching.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it really helps, keep my mood steady. And because it's like... You know, I've been to therapy. I've learned when I'm starting to, like, talk myself into, like, a crazy spiral. Mm. And it's just, like, and most of the time I'm fine. I take my meds. I'm good. Like, you know, I'm in a good place mentally. But then those hormones kick in, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I'm, like, going to, like, slide off this horse, and it's a long way down, you know? Aww. It's a tall horse.
I get really depressed sometimes. Like, yeah. I feel you. I could use that.
Yeah, it's
and
hard.
Then I eat chocolate to, like, boost it. Or, oh, my gosh. I go on, like, shopping sprees. Like, last period, I got really depressed at, like, 2 p.m. at my work. So I went on Zara and just, like... had this cart full of stuff, and then I like checked out, totally forgot about it. 3 days later, I had this like box from Zara arrive at my house. I'm like, what's this? I'm like, oh, my period depression purchase.
Oh my god, yeah, because you
it was
wanted...
really great stuff though. I kept
well,
it.
Well, that, well, you have excellent taste. I'm sure that you didn't, you know,
thank you.
Buy anything.
This scarf right here hanging.
You know, I was noticing this. This is adorable.
Thank you. It's a period purchase.
Oh wow.
It curved depression.
This is great.
So possibly the saffron supplements could help my wallet.
Right. Well, the thing is that they've shown that there's certain activities that really spike your dopamine levels. And I think that it's got to be like closely tied in with your serotonin levels.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the saffron will boost your serotonin production.
Okay.
Totally natural. And so it just kind of makes you feel like a little bit happier.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like ecstasy or anything. You know what
Obviously,
I mean?
It's like herbal.
Yeah, it's total. But yeah, that's the cool thing about it is that it's totally natural and you do feel the difference and you don't feel like weird or jittery or like speedy or anything. It's just like, huh. Oh, everything's okay. Like, I'm gonna get through this. Be like, yeah,
be okay.
I'm still tired and I like still want some chocolate, but like, but that's all right. You know, like I'm not, I don't have to be sad about it. Like, yeah. It's okay. Like everything's fine.
And try that.
Yeah. I definitely recommend it. Like it really, really helps me.
Yeah. I have another friend who's really into the Chinese medicine scene with her balancing her hormones. And she's mentioned saffron to me before. So it's an expensive spice.
It is.
Ladies are expensive.
Yeah, we are.
We're luxurious.
Yeah, but the extract isn't that bad. I think it's like, okay. It's like, I think I've gotten it for like.
You just take like a pill form.
Yeah, okay. In the pill form. And it's like, I think it's like $15 a bottle, I want to say.
Bad.
Yeah, I think it's like, depending on what brand, it's like between 12 and like 20 bucks or something.
Not bad. Yeah. And it lasts you a couple months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I only take like. One a day when I'm not on my period, and then when I'm on my period, I'll take like two, you know, during the day.
Yeah.
It'll last me a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Morgan, what do you want to do going forward to help stop this global menstruation stigma?
I feel like I have to now make artwork that, you know,
oh my gosh,
has to do,
please?
Yeah, that has to do with like with menstruation and also, yeah, with just like women's bodies. And I feel like
bleeding.
Yeah, with bleeding.
I would love to see that.
It's so
powerful.
I would
feature that. We would feature that on our website.
Like, I feel like I want to just like make it for you now. Because, no, and it's really,
I'll commission
like,
you.
There's so many people that, there's so many women. No, you know what? Not doesn't even have to be a woman. Just so many people.
It affects everyone.
It really does. It really does. Because, you know, like we were talking about before, like even if men realize it, you know, on a conscious or subconscious level, like our hormone levels affect them. Our state of minds affect them. Like,
yeah.
You know, I feel like every woman is at least a little bit psychic. Meaning that every woman is psychic. Every woman has great, great powers of intuition.
Oh, totally. And my gut is always right. I'm dead serious.
Yep. Yeah, and it's your mind usually that gets in the way. It's those crazy thoughts that happen sometimes that get in the way.
Yeah.
And you sometimes just have to, you know, sweep them aside.
Some people believe that the crazy thoughts are like you and your like most like authentic state. What are your thoughts on that? You don't think so?
No. I think that the crazy thoughts are like the monkey thoughts that you're trying to get rid of in meditation.
Mm, and like I think calm, chill. Chill.
Yeah.
Just like that, chill out.
That, and I think that everyone is multifaceted, and I don't think it's that simple. That I think that there's more than one side to everyone, and that like, okay, so the crazy thoughts or those crazy like monkey chatter thoughts or the negative thoughts, like that's part of you, sure. But that doesn't make it any less real than the positive parts. It's what you choose to give power to.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can, you know, and of course, like...
And giving you the choice.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just like, yeah, of course, like, there are days where I still feel, like, really fucking sad or, like, really tired. And, like, even the saffron isn't doing anything. And I'm just like, I'm sad. What am I going to do? And it's just like...
Shopping.
I'm going to shop. I'm going to complain to my friends. I'm going to eat too much, just, like, salted pretzels. Like, you know, and then I get up the next day and then I start over. That's fine. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
and
well...
then you... Yeah, till the next cycle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you going to do? Yeah, but yeah, I think that they're both like a part that we all have, you know, crazy thoughts, and it's whether, and
I think men do too.
Oh, of course, and I think that men also have like crazy spikes and cycles with their hormones as well. Because there's no way that we're affected by like the pull of the planets and they're not, or that we have a cycle and that they don't. Yeah. You know, that they're just in stasis all the time. Like, that's silly.
I mean, you don't. And another thing that I think is important to like think about with sex is like, you don't always have to orgasm. Like, sometimes I always feel like I have to orgasm, and then it's like, you just like chill out and not have to worry about that. And it's like,
oh yeah,
it can still be like really meaningful.
Oh yeah. And so, and it still can feel like really fucking good, but then it's but sometimes it's just like, I've kind of had enough and my body's tired.
I'm but like, that it was fun. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Good night.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're like, whatever. Mm. So Morgan's going to create some beautiful period pieces, probably add that to your art repertoire.
Yeah. I'll call them a period.
Get it? Yeah. Oh yeah. That's cute. I like that.
Oh my god, I make so many bad dad jokes.
That's, I love them.
One of them now. Can tuck that in my pocket.
It's gonna be a period.
But yeah, I think that I should like start incorporating that like into my work more and not be afraid to actually. Nah, I was gonna say like I'm gonna be less afraid to like tell people when I'm on my period, and you know what? It's just like I immediately tell people that I'm on my period when I'm dealing with them, because I'm just like, I have heightened emotions right now, and so you're gonna tell me this thing and it's gonna be sad and I'm gonna cry, or you're gonna tell me this one joke and I'm gonna think it's so funny.
It's so weird how that
you're
happens.
Gonna be sitting there awkwardly while I laugh for 5 minutes.
You really just need to communicate and let people know.
Yeah, pretty much. You know?
I believe that. I really believe that.
Where it's like, I'm taking responsibility for my actions, but only to a certain point.
I'm always like that. I'm like, I'm going to eat this whole cake. Sorry, I'm on my period.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next day, I'm like furious. I can't believe I did that. So bad. Lemon, the things that we have to go through. But it's beautiful.
It is.
It's complicated.
It is. But the thing is that I think that as women... we have the capacity to feel so much and to feel so deeply and to be so in tune with ourselves and with the world around us because of the effect that it has on us and that we have on it in consequence. Like, it goes both ways. And also, you know, being in touch with children.
Life. Like, we literally create life. Eh. I just feel like if anything, I guess that's how I feel like about religion in general and deity. It's like, if there's really any deity, God should be a woman always. Like, what other like natural creator is there than a woman?
I mean, like, that's why there's like the whole archetype of Mother Earth, you know?
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like discount men. Like, of course they have like a part in it, but I think that, but there's something about being a woman that makes us so much more in tune. And even when you look into old practices and beliefs like astrology,
paganism,
like, yeah, like
that's all matriarchal.
Yeah, it's matriarchal. And when you're looking at different energies, there's like the more flexible feminine energies are the night energies that are ruled by the moon. Mm. And to me, they just feel more liquid and mysterious and just
which
so
is like the ocean,
intriguing.
Which is pulled by the moon and the tides. When
exactly.
you say liquid and mysterious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, think about your period is like a gushing, crashing ocean. Crimson wave.
Yeah, but yeah, I just think that,
so beautiful.
You know, yeah, it's like our, and each woman has her unique experience, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, just being yourself in your own skin, but, and also sharing with others. It's like, you know, it's like one way that we can all help each other be a beneficial part of humanity. You know, okay. how do you make community? You communicate with each other. You,
yeah,
give a safe space for people to talk and
right.
be aware.
Definitely. Know? Well, Morgan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We know you have a lot to say about periods too. We want to hear your stories and opinions. Go to love-xx.com. That's www.love-xx.com. Plus social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're there. Come hang with us. And of course, subscribe on iTunes. Every time somebody subscribes, a menzie fairy gets her wings. Love XX.